This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
One pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And a good morning to you. It is September the 22nd, 2021. The show that you've fallen in love with, DePietro and Rothenberg here on 98.7 ESPN. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I've never been more disgusted with you in my entire life.
And why would that be?
I saw that text message you sent yesterday, in the group text.
Which one? I'm very active in the group text when it's
not
football.
You're not active. You are not active. You're as active as Peter Rosenberg in high school.
Cool. Oh.
Not active at all. Because I was disgusted when I heard it on the K show. And then I get the text message from you, and you're on board with it.
Yeah. Totally on board with it. Listen, the Mets are done. The Mets have nothing to play for. Even Pete Alonso has given up. I'm completely 100% on board with the Red Sox beating the Mets. I don't want the Yankees to go to the playoffs.
Listen, I don't want the Yankees to go to the playoffs either, but you root for your team. I don't care. I don't care what you're trying to have happen. You want the Mets to win. I was disgusted with you yesterday.
So instead of just jumping in, and this shows your lack of attention to detail in the world of radio, instead of just jumping right in, why not explain to people what, in fact, the conversation was on the K-Show, and that's where we pick up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Well, K-Show, I heard Don. I mean, they asked him, what are you rooting for? We kind of touched on it yesterday. It was Unification Tuesday, where Yankees fans would be Mets fans. I mean, Yankees fans in general were in a tough spot. They got to root for the Mets and they got to root for the Rays.
Yep. But I don't see that as a tough spot. You do what's best for your team to find their way.
No, I get it. Listen, I'd be doing the same thing.
I was rooting for Philadelphia last year. Why? Because I needed Washington to lose. Everyone says these tough spots. I don't think it's a tough spot. I think it's what you do for your team to wind up where you want them to go.
Maybe tough isn't the right word. It's a gross spot to be in. How about that? It doesn't feel good having an
uncompromising position. I would agree with that.
Like rooting for any Philly team makes you feel dirty.
Dirty. Like right after the game, I showered.
Yeah, like this is when he realizes that Finkel is Einhorn and he has to go to the shower and that's what I feel like.
Yeah, scrubbing your tongue with soap, yes.
Disgusted. So the Caster asked Don yesterday, what are you rooting for? You're a Mets fan. Do you want the Mets to beat the Red Sox, or would you rather the Red Sox win so the Yankees don't make the playoffs? And I'll keep saying this until I'm blue in the face. Don is a fraudulent fan. He said, I want the Red Sox to win.
See, I think he's right.
He's not right.
Listen, you can have your opinion. And my opinion is I wanted the Red Sox to win because I don't want the Yankees to get in. The Mets, first of all, I hate this Mets team. I hate them. All right? They might be the most frustrating team I've ever rooted for in my entire life. All right? I don't like all the stuff that they do, all the antics they pull. I can't stand Rojas. I don't like Baez. They are unlikable and they've lived up to nothing for their potential this year. Diaz drives me crazy. I can't believe Familia is still here. I detest this team. Detest them. That's for starters. Secondly, the Mets are done. They have zero chance of going to the postseason. So they beat Boston. What does that mean to me? What does that mean for me? But the meaning in the game is keeping the Yankees out of the postseason. See, what you don't understand, you didn't grow up here. All right, I grew up on Long Island. I dealt with the Islanders fans. I dealt with the Yankees fans. And the Yankees fan was awful to me. And it was when the Mets were actually good. But they're awful. And it's a fan base that can be very nasty. I cannot stand the Yankees. So if there's a way, and it has really no bearing on the Mets, for the Yankees to not get in and the Mets lose a game because of it, why do I care? Why do I need to see the Mets win that game last night?
Because we're sick and tired of being an embarrassment.
They are. So if they win that game last night, they're not an embarrassment?
No, they'll still be an embarrassment, but I've had just about enough of it. And they've been done. They're not just done now. Like, I mean, Pete Alonso, they've been done.
Right. Exactly. So you're making my case for me. They stink. They're done. They've been done. They're almost impossible to watch. A win on a Tuesday night against the Red Sox when I can make the Yankees fan miserable? Miserable. Oh, I'll sign on for that every single day.
I can't root against my team. I can't do it.
Listen,
it,
I'm not judging you.
Embarrass me, but I can't
I'm
do
not,
it.
I'm not judging you. But for you to turn around and judge me, I think it's disgusting.
I thought you were a better fan than that. I thought you were all about wins.
I'm a great fan.
I didn't realize you were about winning games.
Listen, I'm a mess, right? I'm barely hanging on in real life. I'm not all that functional. You've heard stories upon stories upon stories. But as far as a fan goes, don't go there. I'm a great fan. And I don't think you can judge the Mets fan rooting against the Met last night. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I think you're a great Giants fan. I question your fandom with the other sports, if we're being honest today on a Wednesday.
No, you're not. Now, what I don't understand from Don, this does confuse me, is Don had this take of you never, ever root against your team. And when the Giants were playing Washington 2 years ago, got into a brawl with everyone at the station that he would not root against the Giants, even if it meant if they lose the game, they get Chase Young. And I found that to be very strange. Yet last night, he's rooting for Boston. See, that doesn't add up to me, but I do understand why, in its own right, in a vacuum, he would root for the Red Sox over the Mets last night.
Yeah, but it's not in a vacuum, though. I mean, you asked me yesterday, do you think the Yankees are going to make the playoffs? And I've said, I think the Yankees are going to make the playoffs. So take integrity. I'm sticking with that. And it also helps that Michael King looks like he's really got out of the bullpen. You get Severino back. So, I mean, there's Gallo's heating up. There's some things working in my favor, right? But you just said it. I mean, the Yankees not making the playoffs. Yeah, that's good. But the only reason you would even consider rooting against your team is to benefit your actual team. It was in the Giants' best interest to lose that game so you could get Chase Young.
Well, that's what flummoxes me about Don. Now, I guess he addressed this yesterday on his show. Let's take a listen to that, and then we'll react off of it. Here is Don and Michael, and maybe Peter even chiming in, rooting for the Mets or the Red Sox.
I'm talking to real Met fans.
Go ahead.
Don, are you rooting against the Mets?
Such a great question.
Thank you.
If you know my history, I'm always talking about you never root against your team, even when it comes down to a draft pick, right? But
as I was telling Chase Young just the other day.
But I think you agree, though. At that particular moment in Week 17, not knowing where all the chips were going to fall, you were rooting for the Giants. Now, our argument is, do you feel bad they won after the fact? This is a different conversation. This is actually sitting down tonight, SNY, and watching Red Sox, Mets, and rooting for the Red Sox to win the game.
Right.
And it's a fabulous question because, as you said, they're technically still alive. I'm going to be honest with you. I've got no love for the Yankees. I'm not helping them out. I'm rooting for the Red Sox tonight.
So, Don, rooting for the Red Sox. Now, I will say this. I didn't root for the Red Sox, but I was fine with the Red Sox winning the game last night. Fine with it.
No, you're a better fan than Don is. Anyone on that whole, I mean, It was a mini Don show trying to explain what he was talking about.
At least I'm owning the piece of garbage that I am.
No, that's a garbage take from him. Well, we didn't know where the chips were going to fall. You knew exactly where the chips were going to fall. You lost that game. You had the second overall pick. What are we talking about?
That's ridiculous. I don't understand. I mean, you had Chase Young. You were one touchdown from Washington away in overtime from landing Chase Young, yet he roots for the Giants because he doesn't know what's going to happen.
And maybe that extra touchdown pass carries over for some confidence moving forward for Daniel Jones.
The guy threw four. Man. He didn't need five. That to me is where Don loses me in this argument. I get where he was last night. I was where he was last night. But rooting for the Giants in a meaningless game 2 years ago when you could have had a star defensive end will never make sense to me, Rick, ever.
Never. Never. And here's the thing, though. You don't have to root against the Mets. You don't. Like, you don't have to sit there and actively root against them. They're going to find ways, new creative ways, every single game. I got the third base coach, Gary DeSarcina. He has a meltdown because, hey, you know what? Pete has to stop to avoid the ball at second, but we're going to send him. So he gets tagged out. Well, I mean, if it's Gary Sanchez playing catcher, he's probably safe, but he's out by 20 feet. And then I got Nimmo. Nimmo falls halfway between second and third.
That was a treat, huh? And how about Pilar? If I said to you right now, rank the best outfielders in all of baseball defensively, Pilar's got to be on that list, right?
He's been good for the Mets. He's been really good.
Listen, I'm not beating him up. My point is that there's a line drive at him last night, and he completely butchered that ball.
Completely butchered that. And then I got Brad Hand in. Let's shift the infield all the way to the left side so the right side's wide open. One of the best hitters in baseball. And let's throw him a an outside fastball that he can just slap through the giant gaping hole on the right side of the infield.
Do you know how bad it is for the Mets at the moment? Do you know how bad? Even Pete Alonso is starting to doubt whether or not they're going to make the postseason. Now, it's not done. They're only seven games behind Atlanta in the division, eight in the loss column, and 8.5 behind the wild card. But even Pete Alonso is having thoughts that, you know what, maybe this team is not going to the postseason. Let's take a listen. Here's Pete.
Yes, it's unlikely. That's just a fact. I mean, we haven't played up to our potential, and as unfortunate as that is, I mean, we still have, 11, 12 games left, and we have to finish the season strong regardless of where we're at in the standings, because that's just what we have to do.
That's just what we have to do. They've even knocked the will of Pete Alonso out. That's
we're contractually obligated to finish the season. We'd rather not, but we're contractually obligated.
I mean, we still have 11 games, and we need to finish strong. Well, why? Well, that's just what we need to do.
Did you see him on the bench after he got tagged out at home?
Yeah.
I was watching the game. I kept Cass up. I'm like, come on, let's try. You got to watch a couple more innings with me. And they show the video of him on the bench, and it looked like he like was yawning. She's like, is he falling asleep?
I was like,
listen, they've beaten the life out of the poor guy.
He's dreadful. They are dreadful to watch. And I don't think it takes a lot of me rooting for Boston, because I could just sit there and have my feet up and consume the game, and Boston was going to win. They're up, 2-0 last night. They have second and third, one out. They have bases loaded, and never do I think, you know what, the Mets are going to win this game. Because they don't win games. They stink. The 73-78. They're in the worst division in baseball, and they're five games under right now.
It's been bad. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. It's been, from where they were, 3 months in first place in the NL East to where we're at now, the fact that you wasted another DeGrom, and another year with Jacob DeGrom, having the historic kind of year he was having. Who knows what the hell's happened with his elbow. And then, we're here now looking at trying to find another GM, a new head, a new manager. It's a mess. It's a complete mess. And I thought, and we're sitting here too when Steve Cohen bought the team. Oh, things are going to change now.
Yep. It's more the same. It is more the same. So, yeah, you know what? I was fine with Boston winning, and I'll do it again tonight. I will watch the game, and in the end, I hope Boston has more runs than the Mets. I wasn't actively rooting for Boston. I wasn't like, come on, Xander Bogaerts, let's go Rafael Devers. No, I'm not doing that.
I can't do it.
Well, then don't do it.
But this is why, like, athletes get aggravated with fans. Like,
no, don't give me that crap. The Mets stink. Why athletes get aggravated with fans? They have done zero to deserve my fandom this year. Nothing.
This is why Javi Baez booed you.
Well, you know what? I'll boo you louder.
You're a bad fan.
I'm a great fan.
Good Giants fan. Bad Mets fan.
Great Mets fan.
Great Giants fan. Very average Mets, Knicks, and Rangers fan.
No.
Very average.
You don't get it. See, you're late to the party. You became a fan of your teams in your 20s. You're late to the party. I've been a fan since I could walk, since I could talk. So stop it.
Sorry, I was busy playing it in the NHL. My bad.
Listen, when it comes to the locker room, I sit back and I listen to you. Dave, let me take you inside the locker room. And I'm like, oh, tell me about the locker room. And you get into these deep, in-depth stories. I'm like, boy, this is interesting. He has stories like no one I've ever heard before. It's brilliant. And I sit back and I consume. Well, you know what? Maybe it's time for you to consume. Because you were living the locker room life. You were living the take a cold tub in a bucket of ice. You were living that life. I was living the fandom life. I was at my Little League dinner. I'm questioning Bud Harrelson. Why did you fight with Pete Rose? Why? Right? I'm living that life. I'm living the life of a fan. So, yes, you understand the intricacies, the details, the minutiae of what it's like in the locker room and to be an athlete. This is my wheelhouse, baby. This is my time to shine.
Two things here. Bud Harrelson, awesome guy. Awesome guy, Bud Harrelson.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Second thing is this. How would you like it if your favorite team, let's just say for my example here, the New York Mets, are sitting in the clubhouse before the game going to themselves, you know what? We really hate the Yankees. Why don't we lay down tonight and let the Red Sox win?
Because they can't do that.
Well, why?
You
just did it as a fan.
Why
can't the players do it? Let's make our fans happy. Let's lay down against the Yankees.
They've laid down all year. They've done it all year to me.
They've reclined. They haven't laid down. They've reclined.
They've laid down. They
feet up, not fully laying down.
They're on the air mattress is what they've done all year.
the gross futon.
How do you stand by? How do you stand by a team that has? If I went through every team in baseball, I think you could make the argument the Mets, Minnesota's a tremendous disappointment. The Yankees are at the moment a disappointment, but still with hope. I think you could argue the Mets are the biggest disappointment.
No, the Padres.
Washington.
Padres.
Yep, Washington, the Padres as well. But the Mets are right there for biggest disappointment in baseball. How can you sit here and say, I owe it to them? What's good for you at this moment? What's good for you?
A Mets
Rick?
Win is good for me. Always good. Wins are good. I'll tell you why. You want me to tell you why?
Yeah.
I'll lay down on the couch. I'll lay down with the Mets. I'll tell you why. Because my first game ever in Boston, and I've told you this story maybe one time, was we played the Rangers, and I wasn't supposed to play the game. It was a home game against the Rangers. I was supposed to play the following game in Boston. First game going back to Boston, you know, agent got a suite. There was going to be, I don't know how many people, friends and family were going to be at the game. Big deal, right? So for some reason, they decided, you know what, we're going to play you in this Rangers game before we go to Boston. Owner's coming to his first game, the whole deal. And they make sure they tell me all this. Oh, hey, you better play good. The owner's going to be here. So needless to say, this is when, I mean, the Rangers had our number. We weren't very good. I get lit up. Rangers beat us, right? So we fly into Boston, make a long story short. Milbury calls me to his suite. He spends, I don't know, a good 30 minutes. He's got the yellow pad of paper. Just me and my goalie coach killing me. You stink. You're awful. Like, to the point where I looked over, my goalie coach is crying. Crying. My goalie
He's
coach is
crying.
Crying because he felt so bad for me. And then he finishes off the meeting with this. You are so bad against the Rangers. I'm going to make you sit on the bench and think about how bad you were against Boston. You're not playing. So I got all the friends and family there. I don't play. Okay? Now you fast forward. My first game ever now in Boston is a meaningless game where I'm sitting in the locker room all fired up because I want to beat the Boston Bruins. I want to show out in front of my friends and family. And I get the captain of our team walk in and go, I just had a meeting at the red line with Joe Thornton. This game doesn't mean anything. Anyone have any bonuses they need to hit? The game took like an hour and 15 minutes because nobody cared. And at that moment, I said to myself, that's never going to happen again. There will not be one game I ever play in ever again where winning doesn't matter. So I can't now all of a sudden as a fan adopt, you know, I'm good with my team losing. I can't do that.
That's fine. And that's fine. I'm not judging you. I'm not. Listen, your decision is that you're pro-Mets and you want the Mets to win no matter what the case may be. But here's the thing. Understand that they've disappointed me to the nth degree this year, and the Mets losing last night has no impact on me. They're done. I'm not Pete Alonso where I wake up yesterday morning. I'm like, boy, guys, this is it. We have a great chance to get to the postseason. They could not be more done. So a loss last night for the Mets meant zero to me. But it means a lot to keeping the Yankees out of the postseason, which gives me great enjoyment. So I say it again. I was pleased the Red Sox won. Pleased.
Yeah, that's not the kind of enjoyment I want. I mean, they lose, they lose. Listen, I mean, they don't need any help losing. And
no.
If that means the Yankees don't make the playoffs, fine. But I'm watching that game last night. I want the Mets to win. And they didn't.
And they didn't. They won't tonight either. And there you have it. So that's the kind of the two sides of this debate. Where do you fall on the Mets or the Red Sox debate? Do you have to be a passionate Mets fan and just root for your team no matter what? Or can you see the other side of this thing and say, you know what? I understand why you'd root for Boston. One more thing before we go to break. And 800-919-3776. And please, please, I hope to God, because I love you and I want to be on the same page as you, I hope to God you do not disagree with my take right now. These Red Sox uniforms are an embarrassment.
I love them.
Oh, come on.
It's the Boston Marathon. What are we talking about?
They are horrendous.
I love them.
I mean, they have the most traditional uniforms in baseball, and they're wearing these. Could you imagine if the Yankees wore, like, yellow uniforms?
No, they wouldn't, though. I mean, the Yankees don't do that.
Exactly.
No, I like them better than I like the Dodgers. Alternate uniforms.
Oh, that's not the point. The Red Sox should not be wearing highlighter yellow. Terrible.
But I think it's an homage to the Boston Marathon.
It's an awful, they're gross. And it's jarring. You turn the game on, you're like, whoa.
I'll tell you what. I take you to the Marathon Monday in Boston. Go to the 11 o'clock Red Sox game, followed up by a day of debauchery.
Oh, I would like that.
One of the best days of your life.
I would enjoy that. All right, let's break. 800-919-3776. You know the topic on the table. Yankees win, but gain no ground because Boston they win. And Toronto behind Alec Manoa, they win. So we are 10 games left, and the Yankees still on the outside looking in. 800-919-3776. Well, we have a show today. I don't even like the Wednesday. I'm excited for today. We have Stump Rothenberg at 6:45. We have Dan Graziano at 7:35. We have a lot of your calls coming in. Well, how about this? Santiago, I talked to him for like 30 seconds. He's still miserable. I don't even know why he's miserable. He's still miserable.
Hey, you hurt his feelings yesterday.
Oh, stop it. He's mean.
You know why he's mean? It's because he realizes that the NBA and NHL are right around the corner.
Right, 3 weeks from today.
It's just not for Ray.
The Rangers actually start.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm going to start dyeing my hair, by the way.
Why? I've never seen you look more handsome than you looked at RJ's wedding.
Because I was at the barber yesterday, and I'm looking in the mirror, and it's I think we're now over 50% gray than we are dark, and it's unsettling to me, and I think I'm going to start dyeing it.
See, I think it looks good. I wouldn't touch it.
Really?
Yeah, I like it. I'm looking forward to the gray, the salt and pepper, a little gray in the beard. I like
you,
that.
You have no gray, though.
No, I have nothing. How about this? So my Nana Ginny.
And you're 40. You're like the Tom Brady of hockey. How are you 40 years old and you have no gray?
Yeah, 39, not 40.
39. 40?
Yeah, 39 again. Well, Nana Ginny's got no grays.
Stop it.
Got none.
How?
I have no idea. She's in her 90s. None. Maybe it's the Entenmann's Danish that she eats every month. I have no idea.
Well, good for her. I mean, what you want at that point. You're in your 90s. You want to smoke cigarettes? You want to eat Danish? Have at it.
No, but you're talking about a woman. Like I told you, I watched video the other day. Like my mother brought up videos that she turned into DVDs. And there's one at one point where I don't even know, a couple years old. And I'm at the table. And it, Ginny, my mother, and Aunt Linda are sitting there drinking coffee, just ripping cigarettes. Just ripping cigarettes
with you table. Right there?
Yeah, sitting right there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she smoked. She eats.
So she's
garbage.
A medical marvel, is what this woman
exactly
is.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So she smoked. She eats whatever kind of cholesterol baked in goodness that she wants, and she has no grays, and she's in her 90s.
Yes, and fully functional, hitting up
fully
Applebee's.
Fully
functional, hitting up Applebee's, yelling at people. She yelled at her roommate the other day. Why do you keep following me around? I mean, Nana, you can't be mean to people. That's your roommate.
Isn't that a friend?
No, it's not a friend. It's just I guess not.
Is she in a facility?
Yeah, she's in, yeah.
Oh, okay. She's in assisted
she's in
living
a facility.
Kind of thing. Gotcha.
Yeah, but she requested a roommate. But unfortunately, like the one she liked got moved out. So now she has a new one that one day she likes, the next day she doesn't like.
Oh, okay. So she
goes
fickle.
Back and forth.
You know who I think is going to be like Grandma Ginny? I think Santiago is going to be like that when he's in his 90s.
Well, hopefully he sits down and watches a little Price is Right so he gets a better idea what the hell's going
on.
Well,
I think that's also a big job when you're in your 90s. Like, you need to watch the Price is Right.
I laughed about that all day yesterday. I told Cassie the story. I started dying laughing.
I'm
going to
be
it.
Price is Right guy. I'll say minus $2.99.
And then the next one is, I'm not playing that game. I'll go
Ray
170.
Ray doesn't play that game. Ray
I'll go
170. Oh, you really are a treat.
Hey,
all right,
I'll say this, Dave, by the way, so yes. During the break, you mentioned the word jarring as we went to commercial in the first segment.
Yeah, because those Red Sox uniforms are jarring.
You want to know what jarring is? Go on Baseball Reference for the Mets and the Yankees and just look. Like, since, I don't know, we'll say like 1999, just the Yankees, playoffs, 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 playoffs. Yeah. And then look at the Mets. Like, since 99, the Mets have made the playoffs one more time than the Yankees have missed the playoffs since 99.
Wait, the Mets have made the playoffs one more... Wait, what?
So since 1999, right? Yeah, the Mets made the playoffs in 99.
Right.
They lost the World Series in 2000, right?
Yes.
Then you had 2005, and then you had back-to-back...
2006, wasn't it?
Well, it was the 2005 season, yeah.
No, it was 2006.
Right. 2006 season, yep. Yeah. And then you had
baseball
back-to-back...
Baseball goes in one calendar year.
No, sorry about that. Yeah, then you had back-to-back in 15 and 16.
Yep.
So that's five times.
Five
since
times.
99.
Correct.
Now look at the Yankees. Depending on what happens this year, they win the World Series in 99. They win in 2000. And then they didn't make the playoffs 08, so that's once.
Yeah.
13 twice. 14 three times. And 16 four times. And we'll see what happens this year. So they haven't made the playoffs since four times. The Mets have only made the playoffs five times.
Right. And not since, 2016 now?
Enough is enough, man.
In fact, since 2016, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the Mets only have one winning record, right?
Since 2016, the Mets have one winning record. That was 2019 when they were 86-76.
And still missed the playoffs.
Correct.
And will be below 500 this year.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
It's great. Yep. Living a great life if you're a fan of the Mets.
And we've got to sit here every day and listen to Yankees fans complain.
And this is why I desperately want the Yankees to miss out on the postseason. You're almost making my argument for me. What do a couple losses mean now? They mean nothing. 800-919-3776. I'm conditioned to it when it comes to the Mets. But let's see what the people think. Danny Long Island. Danny, you're next up on. First up, really, on 98.7 ESPN.
First up, good morning, guys. That's great about your grandmother, Rick. Life is a dance of the DNA, and you won. So you're going to have a long, healthy life, and you'll be yelling at people when you're 90 years old.
Yeah. With crumb you'll be yelling at your roommate. Wonderful. Stop following me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I explained to Mr. LaGreca. Everyone has a different point on this little debate. I explained to Mr. LaGreca, I hate Boston sports. Terry O'Reilly, Danny Ainge, I want to punch him in the face. Larry Bird, Roger Clemens, Bill Belichick, Spygate, Brady, the smirking Red Sox fans. These fans in Boston have won, what, about 14 championships in the last 15, 20 years? It's enough already. I am willing to let... I can never root for a Boston team. I'm rooting for the Mets to beat Boston this time because I just can't do it. Even though the games are irrelevant and the Yankees may make the playoffs, I am willing to risk the Yankees winning again to deny those stuck-up, snob Red Sox Boston area fans that have won so much, and we have nothing here. You're talking about the Mets. We can't make. We're under 500. And by the way, those uniforms, the worst throwback uniforms I've ever seen in my life.
They're horrible.
I don't know what MLB is trying to do. But what kid is waking up today and telling their dad, "Dad, I got to get one of those."
Yeah, buy me the highlights.
It's sentimental. It's sentimental. It's a Boston Marathon. It's the city. It's the city edition jersey.
They're dreadful, Danny. You couldn't be more right. That's a great call from Danny.
Because he's a real fan, and he's rooting for his team, unlike somebody I know that's rooting against his team.
You know what? There's a lot of things you could say about me. There's no way under oath that the attorney would say, do you believe Rothenberg is a legitimate fan or a fraud that you would say fraud? There's no way.
I'll tell you what.
Your
fandom right now is like Conor McGregor's first pitch he threw up. Embarrassing.
No. Embarrassing. I don't think you get it. I'm embarrassed for you. Because I understand your side of this. You don't even understand my side of it.
Well, because, that doesn't make any sense. You're supposed to be a humongous
sense.
Mets fan, and you're rooting against your team. I don't like
it. It's me. First of all, I didn't root against them. I'm pleased the Red Sox won. It's not like I was there saying, come on, Devers, let's go. Secondly, you're not a deep enough person to even understand the other side. Take yourself away from where you believe and what you believe and look at the other side. There's another side to this argument and this discussion.
Yeah, but we're not at a point yet, right? We're not at the point yet. I get the Mets are out of it. I understand that. I fully accept that. But we're not at a point where if the Mets lose last night or if the Mets lose tonight, that it guarantees the Yankees don't make the playoffs. We're not there yet.
But it helps them to not make the playoffs.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if the Yankees take care of their business, it's not going to matter.
You're right. But you know what? This makes it more difficult. I guarantee you, if the Mets would have won last night and you looked at Fangraphs for the Yankees' chances to go to the postseason, it would have been better had the Mets won the game last night. I guarantee you.
Okay, but understand this too. You just heard Danny, right? Hates Boston. I don't know how you hate Larry Bird, but apparently, he hates Larry Bird.
Well, he hates everything Boston.
Hates everything Boston. Won't eat, won't eat baked beans, lobster rolls, out the window. Won't eat any of it. Here's the thing, though. Understand this from my point of view, and this is just me. I'm getting phone calls on Sunday. Your team stinks. You guys need to find a quarterback. This is from friends in Boston.
Yeah.
As the Patriots are thumping my New York Jets. And now I got to turn around on Tuesday and get more text messages that my baseball stinks too. My baseball team stinks too.
But your baseball does stink. If the Mets win last night, it does not make them stink any less. They stink. They have been so disappointing.
But at least I have a retort to the text. I have nothing.
Why do you need anything?
How do I respond? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, of course.
No, I can't do that.
Why? You can't be honest with yourself? See, now you're lying to yourself. Now
we
have a bigger problem.
What else are we supposed to do as Mets fans? That's all we can do is lie to ourselves.
You're lying to yourself. Of course that's what you say. You're right. My team stinks. When I talk about the Giants, what do I say? They stink. They stink.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm having a hard time with it.
Well, I get that. But overall, I think you have to understand the other side of this argument.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
RJ and I are in the final stages of our fantasy baseball year. And we're both looking to cash out here to make some money. And Ray, we're going through the names, and Ray's like, that's a real guy? That guy exists? That's a real player? Some of the names that we have on our rosters in fantasy baseball are really not very well known. So he goes, we should do a segment in the 6 o'clock hour. Is this a randomly generated name or a real baseball player?
I like that.
Right?
Yeah, I like
that. Could be
fun. Yeah, that would be fun.
Could be fun. Want to hear some names? You'll get all of them. I don't even think you'll need my help in that randomly generated baseball game in the 6 o'clock hour. But I have Kyle Farmer on my team.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Edman on my team, who had two stolen bases last night. Enrique Kike Hernandez is on my team. I picked up Jared Kelnick this week. He had a hit in an RBI. A guy that I would not know existed if not for fantasy baseball. Lane Thomas is on my team. Do you know who Lane Thomas is?
I do not know who Lane Thomas is. No.
He is the current leadoff batter for the Washington Nationals.
See, that's the one thing I will say. I tried fantasy baseball. It was too much because I heard you guys before the show. You set your roster.
Weekly.
On, weekly, yeah. Yes. We were doing this was the daily situation.
That's too much. I couldn't do
that. It was too much for me. But I did. I'll tell you this, though. I did like the fact that, just like fantasy football, is because you're so focused on it, you know exactly what's going on with, for example, like, you know the last name you just mentioned. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't know who that is.
I didn't know who he was, and I started monitoring this guy, and I'm like, boy, he's doing well. I'm going to pick him up. It's weird, and it might be somewhat pathetic. I like fantasy baseball, period, but it's why I actually play fantasy basketball. It really helps me keep sharp with knowing who the guys are and what teams they're on.
Yeah, because you're fully invested. How about this one? Is this a professional athlete or computer generated name?
Okay,
D-Virgin.
Well, that's a real guy.
It is. That is a real guy.
Yeah, that's a tough name.
That is a tough name.
Right. I mean, that's a really, really tough name.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
And D.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't have given him another first name.
Well, that's not his.
I don't want the double plow today.
That's not his first name. That's what I mean. He goes by D.
Well, why would you go by D?
I have no idea.
What's his actual first name?
Gervaris.
Oh, see, I'd go by that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Gervaris Virgin, much better than D Virgin. Who are you talking to? D Virgin. Oh, that's jarring.
Interesting.
Yeah, really? That's unfortunate for him.
How old is he?
Yeah. I'll show you. Want to see it?
A tough locker room name. That would be one of those names in the locker room.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible. I would think you have to change that name. I would think somewhere like great, great, great grandparent would change that name. Like, do you really want to be Steve Virgin? Or do you... You know what? How about we change it? Right?
Table for the virgins?
Yes. Take me out for some Taco Bell and let's go. Oh, I wanted to come over and say hi. Why? I saw there was a table full of virgins here. I can introduce myself. I mean, come on. Isn't that somewhat like three generations back has to sit down and say, you know what? Do we really want to be the virgin family? Can you imagine being on the Family Feud? Price is Right, one of these shows. Family Feud. They open up the thing, and it's like, and now the Virgin family. Let's welcome Steve and Rick. And then Richard Dawson goes over and kisses. And he's like, I know this is as much as you guys have gotten. Welcome to the Virgins. No.
This is my daughter, Ivana Virgin.
Yes.
No, but listen, that is...
I guess that's any dad's dream for his daughter, though, right?
Exactly right. But this is why. But see, you put thought into it. Like, this is why it took me like weeks to name my kids. Because I'm going through what could they possibly be called in school that would be hurtful?
I don't think you need weeks to determine that your last name is Virgin. You don't want that.
No.
It took you weeks. Why would it take you weeks?
It took me weeks. I don't know, because you know how I am.
Yeah.
I got to say it. I got to call them it. And then do you practice it?
Hey, Milo. Milo?
I did.
Milo. Does he look like a Milo?
I got yelled at. They yelled at me. They're like, listen, you got to name your kid. And I'm like, listen, I'll name my kid when I want to name my kid.
Is there an actual deadline? Like, is there an actual deadline where if the kid doesn't have a name, something happens?
Yeah,
I forgot we had a baby. Does the state swoop in and take the child?
Yeah, no, they don't zoom in and take the child. There's a number of days you have.
And then what happens? Then is he just baby boy DiPietro?
No, I think for like birth certificate reasons or whatever it is. I don't know exactly why, but I left. Like, they were mad that I left. And then I had to call a number to give them the name.
But is there a certain amount of time where something happens where they name the child for you?
No, I don't think so. Like, I mean, because you always change the name too, right?
Once you name it, though, I think you have to jump through hoops to change it. No,
yeah, I think it is. I think it's a pain in the butt to do.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, you have to go down to like the administrative office. No,
see, maybe that's it. Maybe if you don't name them by a certain, you know, in a certain amount of days, then it becomes a real hassle to do it.
Sherry
maybe.
Made me go there with her after we got married when she changed her name.
It's not easy.
And I told her, I was like, listen, good luck. Let me know how it turns out. She's like, good. No, no, no. She's like, you're going with me. I was like, why am I going with you? She's like, you are. You think I'm changing my name to Rothenberg and you're not going to be there with me? She's like, let's go, pal.
In all honesty, I mean, with how much she does for you, you probably should have changed your name.
Why would I change my name?
Well, because she's like, I mean, she's really the leader of the house. I mean, let's be honest.
I don't know that she's the competent one of the house. I think I kind of set the tone, though, with my mood.
Yeah, you may be the mood setter, but you're not
good times.
the house would fall apart if it wasn't for Sherry.
Oh my God! Did I tell you this? She's going away next weekend.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no!
And she's going away, and my mother calls me the other day. She goes, you know, listen, I'll come there over the weekend, spend the weekend, do all the laundry. Sherry will never know. I was like, no, Mom, no. She's like, well, how's the laundry going to get done? I'm like, it's not. I said, when Sherry gets back, she'll do the laundry.
Why do you pretend like you don't know how to do the laundry?
I don't. I couldn't open the washing machine a few weeks ago. Well, I don't know if you know this. It locks.
Yeah, I do know this.
Yeah, it locks. It's like Fort Knox there. So I'm on the air. I'm doing a Saturday show, and Sherry's out for the morning, and Ben has a baseball game. And she's like, go upstairs and take his jersey out of the washer, put it into the dryer for at least 45 minutes. Like, okay. So we go to break. I run up two flights of stairs. I get to the washer. I'm thinking, I don't have a lot of time. I try to open it. It won't open. I'm like, it's broken. Something's wrong with the washing machine. I run back downstairs. I do another segment. We go to break. I run back upstairs. I try to open it again. It won't open. I text her. I'm like, the washing machine is broken. I said, you better call someone. She's like, what do you mean broken? I said, it won't open. She goes, you're such an idiot. It locks when it goes through its cycle. How would I know that?
it's what they do.
Well, how would I know that? I haven't done laundry in a very long time. When I was in the prime of my laundry days, they didn't used to lock like that.
Well, I mean, it's a different time. How long ago was it when you last did laundry?
Well, I got banned from laundry in 2004.
Yeah, that was self-inflicted. That feels like a self-inflicted banning, though.
No, I put one of her nice shirts in the dryer. Oh. And did I get yelled at for that? Oh.
You remember the Seinfeld episode when they screwed up Jerry's shirt?
Of course.
Then Kramer went to the laundromat and was going to put the
rocks? Or the cement in
the...
Now, when I lived by myself on 27th Street in the city, we had laundry in the basement. I was outstanding.
See, I don't have a problem with doing laundry at all.
I never did either until I got banned from doing laundry. Not allowed to do laundry. So
I think
you know what?
I think
fine.
You wanted to be banned from doing laundry, though.
I did not want to.
I don't blame you. Listen, I don't like doing it either. I don't blame you.
I'm not
the laundry part's not the problem. Like throwing it in the washer machine in the dryer, hanging stuff up is not the problem.
It's the rules. It's certain clothes go in hot water, certain clothes go in cold water. You can't mix clothes. The dryer, some things you dry on hot, sometimes some things you air dry, some things can't go in the dryer at all, some things are dry cleaning. It's a lot to navigate through.
See, I don't mind all that stuff. It's the it's the folding and putting away that I can't stand. That's
I'm a great folder. World-class folder.
We'd be
folder.
A good married couple. I would do the laundry and you fold it.
We would be great.
We would be dynamic.
You know, if that day ever happens and you're following me around in our old age home, I won't tell people that my roommate is following me.
Could you imagine us at an old age? We would dominate that place.
Oh, especially when it came to competition.
We get underground card games going.
Oh. We'd have pinochle for wagers.
Strip hold them.
When they just realize now, I'll be watching you all the time. Yeah.
Those places are wild, dude.
I once played blackjack for 36 straight hours.
You realize the STD rates of those places?
No,
like,
I don't
through the
know.
Roof? No, they're crazy, dude.
But why would I want to know
Have
that?
You ever read the stories about the place down in Florida, the Villages?
What is that? Like a harem?
No, it's like a Google it. This is right up your alley. It's not as crazy as the mole people, but so it's like a
hang on, documentary style?
No, I got it explained to me. But it's
By the way, the Villages documentary called Some Kind of Heaven.
Oh, so they do have a documentary.
Yes. It just came out on Hulu.
All right, so it's 55 plus,
mm-hmm.
but I guess it gets wild where, like, there's these certain... Like, you know how if you go to certain... You see this all the time. Like, if you go... You're in L.A., you go to In-N-Out Burger. There's, like, a secret menu. Or if you go to, you know, Starbucks, they got secret drinks. I guess there's, like, secret sexual things that you do with the Villages.
Really?
Like, if you wear a certain color shoe, that means you're looking to get down. If there's, like, a ribbon on a tree, you're looking to get down. Like, there's all sorts of crazy stuff that happens in the Villages.
Now, why can't you just say I'm active and I'm interested? Why do you have to wear like a different color shoe?
I mean, this is what they do. They just want to no surprises, like no talking. Just like, okay, she's got the certain color shoes on. She's ready to get.
She's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Now, but does it mean anybody? Like, if she's wearing purple shoes, that means that anybody that approaches her just gets access?
No, I don't think anybody. I mean, obviously, you're gonna have to go up and you're gonna have to shoot your shot,
right?
And see what happens. But
she's basically telling you she's open for business.
Exactly right.
And then you have to go up and sell yourself.
And here's the thing, though. Now you got 55 plus, so we're already, you know, for the most part, through the whole menopause thing. This is why the STDs go rampant.
Right, right, right. Now, do you go like? What's a big selling point? Like, listen, I have all my teeth. Oh,
well, is that a selling point or not? I have none of my teeth. Okay, now we're talking.
I don't know.
Can we pop those suckers out?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it works. But you know what? I'm intrigued. Some Kind of Heaven. 2020 documentary. 1 hour and 23 minutes.
Tell me how it is. I'm looking for something after that last Ted Lasso episode. Have you watched that yet?
Not yet. No.
Ugh.
Now, isn't there one more Ted Lasso?
No, there's more. See, you screwed me up. Because Kay and Michael were talking about... Kay and Don and Peter were talking about this yesterday. And Michael, like myself, because we're best friends, both thought the episode was garbage. And Peter and Don were like, no, it's not garbage. It's art.
That show last week sucked.
It sucked. I thought it was the show right before the finale, which made me even more upset, but apparently this season is 12 episodes, not 10.
So there's more.
And I guess
good.
So I guess that was just like a standalone episode.
Okay.
So
the one I most recently saw, without spoiling it for anybody, because I don't want to be that guy, was the one where Jamie Tart's dad went to the game.
Yep.
So then there's one more after that, right?
Yeah, that's it's the Coach Beard episode, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see the Coach Beard episode.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, I would, listen, unless you're of the opinion like Peter, like it's art and everything else.
Yeah, I'm not that deep.
No, I'm not either. I just want to be entertained.
Yeah, I agree with you. Speaking of being entertained, Yankees entertaining last night. That's what I'm looking for if I'm a Yankees fan. Go out there, blow out the bad teams, and not have to stress, right? That, if you're a Yankees fan, that was exactly what you're looking for.
Exactly what you wanted. I mean, you couldn't have scripted it better. You couldn't have. Montgomery was good. You had,
Barry.
I mean, how about this? That's the third time in 8 games that Stanton, Judge, and Gallo have homered in the same game. That's pretty impressive.
It's great. How about Stanton hit a home run last night, huh?
Oh, bullet. There's no one in baseball that hits the ball as hard as him when he actually makes contact.
I think I saw that was the third hardest home run ball hit this season.
That was a laser. And then you got, I mean, listen, King, I know he has hopes of starting one day, but him out of the bullpen is exactly what you need right now.
Yeah, and now you have Severino, and all of a sudden that Yankees bullpen is starting to, remember like 10 days ago when you looked at it, you're like, it's dreadful? It was bad. It's not bad anymore.
No, it's not, right at the right time, right? So, and that's one of those games where you get a chance to rest your bullpen.
You rest your bullpen, you have off on Thursday, you have off on Monday. So that three-game set against the Boston Red Sox becomes huge. I mean, it's huge.
That's huge.
You just have to win 2 out of 3. That's it, 2 out of 3. I still stand by the fact that I think there's a real chance that you're going to have to get a game between the bottom two teams just to advance to play the best wild card team in the American League.
That would be interesting.
Right? You might have to play
have
Monday.
To let's not jump that far ahead. Like, they have to take care of business tonight.
But I don't think that's wild.
I don't think it's wild.
I mean, we're 10 days left.
Yeah, this is when it ramps up. This is when you need to be at your best. And, I mean, you couldn't, if you're Major League Baseball, the way this is turning out, how the schedule falls is, I mean, you couldn't have asked for more.
You got, not only that, but you got the teams you want, right? The Yankees are involved. The Red Sox are involved. So it's exactly what you're looking for if you're Major League Baseball. Now, 98.7 ESPN giving away up to $2,000 every week of the football season with the Pigskin Payout. Your faith in Gangrene and Big Blue is your ticket to cash in. So get your bets ready. Be listening in the 7 a.m. hour today for your chance to win only on 98.7 ESPN, your home for football. We really are your home for football. Dan Graziano, football. He's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour right around 7:35. No Frenzy today. We'll bring the Frenzy back on Friday of this week when we make our selection for the K Show. And I'm going to let you run point on that this week. I mean, I'm not getting in your way this week.
With the picks?
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you my opinion, but the final selection, you can have at it.
No. Here's what's happening. We're going to set some ground rules because you're usually really good at the picks. Is that we discuss them, RJ types up the list of what we're
going to do. I don't want a phone call in the afternoon.
No, we're going to have a group text message.
Okay.
Where we all come to a consensus one pick. We need two this week, but we come to like the two consensus picks.
Now, what do you mean? What do you mean all of us?
Me, you, RJ,
no,
and
no.
Mr. Price is Right himself,
no,
Raymond Santiago,
no. I don't need nor do I care what Raymond thinks.
Wow,
yeah, he's been very mean to me, and I am not going to incorporate his opinion and or analysis in our football selection. Won't do it.
Okay, tell me how you really feel.
That's how I feel.
And you wonder why he's mean to you.
He's been very mean. He's been very
nasty things to him, and you troll his football team.
What did I do to troll your football team, Ray?
This week, nothing.
Nothing.
Because they won, probably. But had they lost that game, I'm sure I would have gotten something from you. But you know, the Marcus Lawrence thing you got me pretty good with, so, you know. It's still there.
You really are such a...
You're a bad guy.
Your team wins and you still can't get over it. Really. I mean, baby. That's what I work with. I work with little babies. The opposite of the villages. Babies.
compared to fully functional, full-grown man Dave.
That's
can't
right.
do laundry.
That's right. Listen, laundry's not as easy. Not as easy as it looks.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.